However, must be taken as a body which, like the mind, is unimpeded.
And
the body of a being in the intermediate state, you know, between lives, is also called a mental body.
두디 천에만 나와라마도 랑 뒤수 실내 세상 지 토가 매버 제한테 패진 잡고 열 찍고 열 토가 매봐 랑 뒤수 유천에 가래도 김민다 그랬으나 그 가래도 때문에
그 가래만다
그 가래 단데 유 용단 지어봐 유리소 유리 매다 나와 봐
이로 마보다
나와 지어 봐 유 가래도 그랬으나 배짠에 매다 그래 당걸로 만다 하지요
두수 Now all of these bodies that are being called, all these different types of mental bodies are different. They're not
the same.
However, they're all mostly similar in that at their own time, when they're there, they are unimpeded. There are also bodies which are imperceptible by other persons. This depends upon the height of realization. Height of realization of the person's meditative stabilization. Nanzu Luta Namjini, Luta Shebani, Karzeg Motade, Mochi,
Dendamache,
Mochi, and a Shiduzane, Motade Chegia. So our body and mind are in a relationship of one entity, a relationship of support and supported, the body, the support, the consciousness, the supported. At death, these become separate. Then them in logic. Kishi wangye ke namgyu, kishi kare pene ya, zoba shikya gure, tila.
Now,
the nihilists say that the mind and body are one entity because the mind has a nature of the four elements. That without depending on a consciousness before it, a similar type of consciousness before it, it can be produced in dependence on the
elements.
Whereas in the Buddhist version of there being one entity, the consciousness must depend upon a former moment of similar type of consciousness. Jada me nashing mochik somarwe.
Hansam
Ningsam Jodu Kokaharwa Luta Nashi Kagase. Shidu Zana Yang Kagare
in the Burwa.
In it, yine? Yine Jana Hima Chavacha.
Mesha Nashia Mari.
So now I said, if they're one entity, that Lare. If they're one entity, are they like the iron and the fire which become one entity? Says no. Because I said prior to birth is separate, after death is separate. He says just this relationship of support in that which is supported.
Well, okay, I'm having trouble with his unimpeded body. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about it, and I'm probably just coming on like a Western skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's literally unimpeded, like wouldn't your clothes fall off? And then if I'm misunderstanding it that way, do you have like degrees that you can control how much impeding you are? Or another way, okay. if there's no hard and obstructive, maybe there's no mass, well then would gravity work on you and you'd float away? I just figure I'm not understanding because that seems kind of literal.
Your
clothes wouldn't be left behind as you pass through the wall. You don't need to take off your clothes. The tanto things in that through the power of meditative stabilization again. Then in Nibadi Dakwa Lukapo Meba Ayins, Pache Kurangi Sanola Mishenda Chik Changa Yondu, so Lu Kakwa Yoga Demba Demba Dona, Rabat, Ten Tugris, Rabat, Ten
Tugris.
If you want to show some, I said, for instance, if you shake hands with somebody, and you want to be perceived as, impeding, yes, you can make it so.
In the Quran, Kaji Timan Rosang, Hine, Toba Kansati, Hine Top Tasman, Kadu, Hine, Rotuya Tindadam, I mean, Hinjimarism.
Now, I don't think that for a person who's achieved calm abiding, that person, whenever he or she wants, could be unimpeded.
Karasno, what's the Jerba, Suja, and the Hira, Suja, Aquari, Tinza, Tindaji, Doya, and Tindak, Samu, you know, Namsa things that Yamba Shani.
It's necessary for the person to enter into meditative stabilization, and then within meditative stabilization get up and pass through. But it couldn't be done at all times because the person still has coarse exertion. When the person is not in actualized or manifest meditative equipoise, the person would not be unimpeded.
This is all necessarily temporary then. I mean, because it's
still independent. Yes. Then the Toby Omar is.
Yes. But it's independent, isn't it?
Right. On a state that you enter into and leave and so forth.
If the body and the mind during this lifetime are one entity, then since beginners are supposed to identify the former lifetimes exist because the mind and the body are different, nature, the body being composed of particles, the mind. No. And yet if your own experience, if there are one entity, it seems that your own experience would be that you couldn't see them differently, then how does it begin to go about making that identification?
Tini nyamdo yota pena pache dede bu yota samgu yota kandes tangasu
tapena
kyo ngaji la samgu kandes tangtu gulis
pumba ta ngobo yin ngobo jikirwa.
For instance, pot and thing are one entity.
Ngobo jikiri yinaya ya.
And the continuum of thing remains always. However, if a pot breaks, still ngobo goes on, thing goes on.
Yinayang, ngobo di chepchewari, kumba di chepchewarabchiri. Yinayang, kunyi ngojik dhyabiyawaka.
Thing and pot have a difference in what is a larger pervasion, what's small, right? Thing is like so, and pot is like so. However, these two are said to be one entity. So it's while a pot is still abiding, existing, I guess, that it's said that it is one entity with pot. Pot, after it disintegrates, it's not one entity with thing, sorry. It's not one entity with thing. The Zegyun the continuum of the substantial entity of mind continues similarly. The continuum of the substantial entity of mind goes on. But the bodies are changed. So it's from the point of view of this temporary state that they are said to be one entity.
I think I understand that. I'm still not sure how then within, say, this lifetime one could through undone experience identify them as capable of becoming different.
The Kurangi Sanala, Yeo Naji Drubala, Sosu Nyamyola, Shevatan, Luni, Kaka Chegyu Yoba, Nguyenzin Chakores. And then the Pase Hakoku Yus, Yine, the Luda Senni. Kaka chegyu yoba de tando lola shamin indus.
Lu pena pungu na yorba, tsura pungu, tsura pungu, namarishiga pungu yorba, semsana namshiga pungu darba.
So then when you say mind, among the five aggregates, you're talking about the aggregate of consciousness. And then we say the aggregate form, right? It's another aggregate.
A
person is something that is imputed or designated to the five aggregates, form, feeling, so forth.
Now,
we're born in also realms that have form, in the formless realm. When one is born in the formless realm, among the basic designation of the person, there's no form. From this point of view, it can be established that at some time anyway, there will be a separation of mind and body.
So
when you're born in the formless realm, you're separated, already separated from your past body. Thus, I mean, there is a time when mind and body are separate.
So,
in a rough way, that's a man thing he's saying, using a coarse example. This is an establishment that there does occur a separation of mind and body. I was laughing because you haven't studied Dutta, you know?
Zeijun.
Mm-hmm. They're new to. Rabban, you haven't gotten to Zeijun yet, have you?
No.
Mm-hmm. And Ngobong, Pumbo, being more to Pinsen, more to mutually, even mutually. But when pot ceases, that doesn't make Ngobo cease, and so forth.
Yeah.
This is why, in fact, why you study Dutta, so that when it's applied to these quite deep things,
mm.
you bring a stock of vocabulary and meaning into it.
Mm.
I think you've probably seen that as much as you've studied so far has been extremely helpful in dealing with him.
Okay, yes, sir.
ノースノーパランクスニーミンドノースヤロダニースヤロランシンスヤロトズチゴルバチゴルバこれらのスニーミンドスニースケスギマルタそうですそうですパラナメンダはナムダマゴラナテセルンドゴルバノースヤロダニースヤロランシンスヤロヒルスヤロヒヒスヤロティペジヤゴレチブリシゴマレカオシャジュヒサシ
ひ、せやで、たんやで、てんばる。かお、かおしゃじゅうひさし。お、とんに、とんにしん。ひ。ひ、おてれ。まれ、かおしゃじゅうひさし。ひ。しゃ、しゃら。
So these words are all synonyms, and I'll have to check out what the fourth means. I don't know. It's just the one he says is the best. Also synonym with noel, entity. And then noel gitunda, karaga.
모스한테 베개잖아. 그런 것만 쓰야 그지로 봐. 그런 것만 쓰야.
것만
쓰야 그지로 봐.
노마.
모마스는 은혜 쓰야 쓰여 어떻게.
So it's there isn't a definition of it per se. When I asked for the meaning, he said there's this colloquial word which means like actual. And these other words, dani means. We tend to translate them all as like nature, danyas, nature, selfness, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Rangshin is nature.
Danyin khar sikre. Si chikpare khare yin.
Samsam chikpare, nature.
Yes, nature.
Danyin
khar
sikre
sikre wa.
Chikpare. Danyin
khar sikre wa. So hi siyadi yakshu men ro sanji. Hi siyadi. Kinda shira tu yishin.
Mm-hmm.
Ti kar sigre kyeong sgaba kure.
Ti rangi sen.
Ah, tin dabure.
Character sigre.
Tin dabure. Hi sya. Rangshin.
So she is like character.
Mm-hmm.
You said rangi sen. Rangi sen rangi sigre okoba. Rangi sen is na kurang.
Characters.
Kurangi Judas Yarajarata, did it?
We've had Rangitsen's own characteristic name.
Right.
Just
Yeah. Well, I just abbreviated it for the.
Rangitsen is Yaji Tanda Nila, you know, Tari, Yamadaya, Tanda Shambama, Yarba.
So you can use it here, but it also has many other meanings. Rangitsen does. It applies here, but it has other uses also.
Okay, yeah.